Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike off today. Just me and Jack. Just Spike and Jack.
Yep.
Hanging out.
That's right.
Irritating the hell out of you.
That's exactly
which
right.
Which one's worse? 215-592-9494.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
You want to do which one's worse?
Who's worse?
Oh, you know I'm going to get worse.
I know.
Yeah, do it, but you know that's what's going to happen. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Sixers to draft Ace Bailey? 79.3% say no.
Wow.
Do you think that feels like a huge change if we had taken that poll a month ago?
Yeah, well, they probably listened to Elliott's tweet, ace the pick a million times, and they're that's who the side we want to be on?
Right.
Is
right.
that?
I also think the deciding not to come here.
That's the biggest factor.
For Philly people? In this city?
Yo, in this town?
In this, you don't want to...
Yeah, not in that, yeah, he doesn't want to be here, bleep him.
Disrespect Daryl?
Even though Embiid didn't want to be here, probably?
That's wrong.
You saw his face on TV and his first...
The timing was wrong.
Oh, yeah, I bet you tell yourself that at night.
All right. We are talking about the Nick Castellanos, Rob Thompson thing as well, and we'll get to your calls on that. But it's 2:30, and it is Top 11 week. So all week we've been revealing 2 a day, and we're going to do 3 tomorrow, of the official Top 11 list. We've all given our list. The official Top 11 list is based on your votes that you voted last week and staff votes. So I think there were 27 staff members that voted.
We have 27 people that work here?
Yes, between producers and hosts. Yeah.
Wow.
And then thousands of people that voted online. So far, we have revealed 11 through 6. And just to recap, we're going to reveal 5 and 4 here. Just to recap, number 11 Devontae Smith, number 10 Joel Embiid, number 9 Jordan Mailata, number 8 Kyle Schwarber, number 7 Jalen Carter, number 6 Lane Johnson, and as we revealed the last 2 days, Zach Vaughn did not make the list, and Trey Turner did not make the list. So let's reveal the next number.
This is the Top 11. Number 5.
Number 5 on the 2025 Top 11 list is A.J. Brown.
Nice.
Too low.
Like, if we're doing best pure athletes in the city, it's too low.
I hate when we say athlete. When you say
player.
Athlete. Player. Yes.
Best player.
Best player at his position. Too low. Now, only had a good year last year. Was not an outrageous year for A.J. standards last year. But, like... You know, and this is all how much his resume, blah, blah. His resume here is outstanding. And the team, he is one player. Him and Lane are two players. When they're not playing in the game, it's a different team.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys where, and I think the top 11 voters voted this way, where it's just eye test. Like, it's though he had a down year, I forgot he missed 4 games.
Yes.
I guess I felt it early in the season because everything was kind of sputtering.
Yep.
But... He is a great example of just use your eyes and see how great that guy is.
He's outrageous when you just watch him.
Yeah.
He does make you think of T.O. when you watch him.
He does. And it's just, we're to do the whole Eagles thing, we are so blessed to have that guy.
Yes.
As an Eagle, mm-hmm. We went through the doldrums here at the receiver position. And to have him, oh my gosh, he's unbelievable. Would never consider trading him for Patrick Surtain.
And I don't think I think it's too low. I don't think five is disrespectful.
No,
but
and
I think it's too low.
I think, yeah, it feels like he's been on everyone's four through six.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen one person have him lower than six.
I had him at three. I haven't seen him higher than three, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Let's get to the next one.
The top 11. Number four.
Number four on the 2025 top 11 list is Bryce Harper.
Nice. Nice. Good to see. Good to see that all you guys that tried to run him out of town, you did not succeed.
All right. So Bryce Harper was number one last year, so he did drop. Embiid dropped from 2 to 10,
yep.
And Bryce dropped from 1 to 4. I think it's fine to have Bryce at 4. I think I had him at 5 or something like that. Maybe I had him at 6, something like that.
I had him 6.
He is given, I think, more leeway than any player in Philadelphia.
I can see that.
Given his last year. Given his last year, given the strikeout against the Mets, I know it's just one at bat.
Yes.
But there are certain players that we would have held that at bat against him for years.
I mean, Judge's entire postseason was held against him last year.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and he's hitting 390 or whatever, mm-hmm. and with leading the league in home runs, and people are still like, yeah, but.
Yeah, but what happened in the postseason? Where he dropped that ball in the World Series game?
Well, and Ohtani. Nobody says about Ohtani. Ohtani hit 200 in the playoffs last year.
He's 200 in the World Series.
200 in the World.
Try to tell you, his shoulder was ripped off the bone.
Oh, you shut up.
It was. Stop. Like you poo-poo that like it's nothing. I'm shocked the guy couldn't hit.
Why do you think Bryce Harper is given the leeway that he is? You would admit at least that there's more, people are more forgiving with Bryce.
I think they are more forgiving. I think it has turned a little bit in the last year. I think there's been a sharper tone, a quieter, sharper tone starting to develop, especially with Jalen winning the Super Bowl and that making them feeling all chesty now that they can attack the other stars in town. But I think it is because he hasn't choked in the postseason. I know he had that at bat, and I know he had 6 and 7 against the Diamondbacks. Like I've pointed out many times, no one wants to hear it. He hit a ball to the wall in Game 7. He just missed it. It could have been Bedlam at the Bank Part 2. Sometimes it happens. It's baseball. But
it's baseball when you don't hit the ball.
Correct.
But it's not baseball when you do hit the ball.
Yeah, you're a god then.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why it's the best sport on earth. I do think he's given leeway. I'll be curious to see where he lands after this year. Obviously, if they win the World Series, it changes things. I don't think it's going to end in a World Series. I think it's going to end in a playoff loss.
Right.
And I wonder if that drops him down even further. How is he playing? What does the rest of Bryce Harper's season look like?
Well, because part of why Embiid dropped as much as he did is not just because of last year, is because people are looking ahead and don't think he's going to play anymore, right?
Sure.
Like they think his career is over. I don't think Bryce's career is over, but it's at least on the table that we don't see the sort of Bryce that we've seen for the first 6 or 7 years of his career.
You could make the case the best days of Bryce are behind him.
Right.
And going forward, you're going to get still a good player. I think Bryce is always going to be a good player. But I don't think he's... do we get a 35-290 year again from Bryce with playing 150 games? I wouldn't bet on it. But I think... I'll be curious to see how the rest of his season, does he get back on track a little bit power-wise? If he ends the season hitting 260 with 25 home runs, he's not going to be, regardless of what happens in the postseason, if he goes on a Jalen run, we could prop him up. Although I think he's going to be back this weekend, so we'll see how that goes.
Uh-oh. You think he's going to be back this weekend?
Yeah, huh? I do.
All right. Are we going to find that out soon?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Wow. There you go. Well, of course, 3 national TV games. Why wouldn't Bryce come back?
Well, they're only a game out of the NL East.
Well, it's still June. So here's what we know about the top 11 list. We know for sure now, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean don't make the list, which I think is fine. They were rookies. They have plenty of time to make the list.
And by the way, let's finally bring some sense to it without getting bullied off of our points
by
Ike.
Yeah.
Quinyon deserved to be on that list above
Cooper to G. Yes,
come
I completely
on. Let's use our eyes.
I don't know what Ike's doing with Cooper over Quinion.
And I love Coop, right? Like, he had some clutch plays.
Yeah.
He's a cute little nickel cornerback. I get it. But, like, Quinion's a lockdown, right. A lockdown cornerback.
So no Coop, no Quinion, and we basically know who the top three are. We just don't know the order. So three guys that have not been named, and we will announce this tomorrow at 2:30, Zach Wheeler, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, have not been named. We will reveal that tomorrow.
Well, we'll see if Jalen makes it.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess it's possible Coop is number three.
Yeah, my bad. Coop's number three, not to give it all away.
Yep. And Jalen not on the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really, really interesting, and I wonder how people react if one isn't number one. Like, are we going to be able to handle it if Jalen's not number one?
Yeah. Also, we will tomorrow on the show release what the listener list was and what the staff list was, because there are some differences in there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, last thing.
Yeah.
Who do you think's been more disrespected on Top 11 week? Do you think it's been Jalen Carter or Zach Wheeler? Because I actually think the Wheeler stuff makes me more mad than, like, how high Jalen is on people's list. I'm talking about Hurts, that is.
Well, so in the final list, it's Jalen Carter because Zach Wheeler's top three.
Right.
So, but on individual lists, as we've talked, like, Devin disrespected Zach Wheeler. Elliot disrespected Zach Wheeler.
Hugh
disrespected Zach Wheeler. So
it's the one that actually makes me mad.
Well, because he's... to me, he's number one on my list. He is better at his job than anybody else on this list.
And he's been doing it forever. It's like 5-6 years?
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's a playoff performer. He's better at his job than anybody on this list. He doesn't whine, doesn't complain. The Jalen stuff we talk about, you know, being able to take the pressure of the city. Zach, I've never heard Zach Wheeler bitch about anything.
I want to redo the top 11, you know, maybe later in the summer, of just individual players. Like, I just want to, like, who are the best players in the city?
215-592-9494. Get your calls right after I tell you. Now, I've said this before. There's top 11 athletes. There's not a top 11 places to buy a brand new Hyundai. There's only one. Number one is Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale, the cars are, make sure there's only one. Now, they do that by making your experience better, faster, easier, better. You're in and out. Everybody's super nice to you. Get the car that you want. Now, it's going to be even better. Save 20% off any brand new Hyundai in stock. 20% off only at Colonial. That's up to 10 grand. And how about a trade? You trade your car in. Again, they're proving they're better than anybody else by guaranteeing you, no matter what condition it's in, $6,500 for your trade. Even more proof right here. You get 3 years of complimentary maintenance with every brand new Hyundai. You get America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. You know it. The faster, the easier, the better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tax additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Doug in Reading. You're on WIP. What's up, Doug?
Hey, fellas. Real quick, talk me off the ledge here. I know Castellanos is a very above-average player. The fans love him. I personally find him like a jerk. Like, when I see his interviews, he just seems so smug, and he thinks he's funnier or wittier than the people interviewing him. And listen, I love the 93 team, and I know those guys were full of jerks too. And I'll tell you what, Topper is no Billy Martin or Lou Piniella, some psycho. I'm sure this was building up for a while.
Yep.
He finally shot his mouth off over the top, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, I was, as you were saying it, I was going to bring up 93. We all love the 93 Phillies. Lenny, jerk. Schilling, jerk. And at the time, I think they had that aura of, like, don't really care what you think. I think a whole team of Nick Castellanos's would suck. I think having a Nick Castellanos there is sort of like, it just makes me chuckle. I can understand watching Nick Castellanos and thinking, or hearing him talk and seeing how he acts and being like, I don't like this. I completely empathize with anybody who feels that way. He kind of makes me laugh. I agree with you. This was probably building up. I agree that, but I think that's why it's important that Thompson did both things that he did, that he pulled him, that he benched him, but then that he gave a little bit, because part of what makes Castellanos good is that, like, attitude, I think. I think if Castellanos doesn't have that attitude, he's not Nick Castellanos, and that's what you need him to be. So
Agreed.
I hear what you're saying, but
pop off.
Yeah, I just think, I think like a clubhouse could use a Castellanos.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Doug. Yeah, I think, like, I can understand anybody that's irritated by Nick Castellanos.
Well, he irritates me, but he's, because sometimes it's just like, there's a lack of energy there sometimes, it looks like, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought he's been more of a killer on the field, and he hasn't really done that. But at the same time, he was the only man they had besides Bryce in that Mets series last year. They looked ready to meet the moment. And I agree with you from the standpoint of, I think they need that wild card in that clubhouse.
Specifically how everybody else is built.
Yeah.
He's the only guy in that clubhouse, to me, from my eyes, that seems built the way that he
is. Well, and he's not afraid to say what he thinks, clearly.
No.
Because it got him benched.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Marcus in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
Doing great, Marcus. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain. I guess to start, I'll start off with the Cassie, Rob Thompson, because it's kind of my shortest point. The only thing I'm really worried about is how it affects the clubhouse. Whether or not, because obviously we're probably not going to know what was said, but or if it was in front of the guys or not, but that's kind of what concerns me the most.
Yeah, I think, I felt that same way yesterday, Marcus, but I thought how they reacted last night and how everyone seemed happy for him and how Thompson talked, and like Castellanos definitely played with a little bit of an extra edge last night, but I think you would have noticed it more if there was something really, really wrong. Like, let's say he called out Trey or another star on the team. I think you would have felt it. And I didn't lead that game last night feeling like this clubhouse has an issue here.
Oh, yeah, not at all. I'm not saying there is an issue. I'm just saying whether it would loom or kind of linger, you know, whether it be in the back of people's heads. But my real point that I wanted to get to was regarding the top 11.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you completely. My number one would have to be Zach Wheeler. He's by far the most consistent and the best at his job. But if we were going off of, and it's probably, I guess, based off of numbers, if it was straight athlete, I would have to put Lane Johnson at my number one, to be honest.
Well, when you say straight athlete, what do you mean? Like, just athletic?
Like, yeah, just athletic. Yeah. I mean, the guy's like 6'8", like 350, and he's walking around with a six-pack. I mean, it's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and he's a lock Hall of Famer. And look, I'm not some... You know, I don't.
Well, you do put 250 push-ups a day.
No, no, no. I mean, like, I can't watch a football game, and unless he obliterates somebody, the thing about offensive line guys is that usually, unless they level somebody, you only know when they've done something wrong. Like, if nothing wrong happens, then you must assume that he's doing a good job. So I'm not going to act like I can watch Lane and tell if he slipped, but it does not seem as if he has slipped at all in the last several years as he hits like the final part of his career. Not only is he a guaranteed Hall of Famer, but he's still awesome. So from an athletic perspective, I agree with you, though I would put AJ probably on that plane as well. But
absolutely. I mean, if I had to pick, like, athletic wise, it would be a tie between him, AJ Brown, and Saquon. Honestly.
Yes. Like, yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call, Marcus. Yeah, I think Zach Wheeler, well, we'll see where he ends up.
We'll see where he ends up. I don't think you can go wrong with either Saquon or Wheeler.
And you can go wrong with Jalen.
100%. But like with those two specifically, I don't think you can really go wrong.
What do you think is crazier, having Hurts number one or having him off the list?
So I actually think it's off the list.
It's crazier.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I just think that's super unfair. He did, like, taking a step back,
he was Super Bowl MVP.
He did win Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
I get why he's number one. Or could be number one.
You know, speaking of DeCamera, though, one thing he may have been right about, we'll talk about this later, is like he had Ranger on. Nobody else had Ranger on. Ranger has an argument.
Well, Ranger's on the list last year.
He was. And he has an argument.
He has an argument.
All right. Coming up next, you may have heard Ace Bailey had a workout and meeting scheduled with the Phillies.
With the
Phillies. Would have been weird.
Didn't they have a dinner planned and everything?
Had a dinner planned, hotels booked, all that. And he canceled.
Nice.
He and his people canceled. So coming up next, we will bring on Jake Fisher. And Jake works with Mark Stein, legendary, you know, NBA insider.
Steinline.
And Jake Fisher, now the people's insider.
Wow.
And Jake is good at this stuff. So we will find out, one, why Ace Bailey canceled.
Yeah.
Two, if the Sixers could still take Ace Bailey even though he canceled. Three, where Jake thinks the Sixers are going to go with this pick at three.
And so, four.
Yep.
Is he really friends with Moshe?
We will find out that all. We'll find that all out next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.